everything that is loving, everything that is constructive, everything that is peaceful, everything that is giving life to others is of the kingdom of Christ.
The kingdom of Christ. As we draw towards the end of the church's year, we look ever more closely at the kingdom towards which we are all travelling. Father Ernesto Travieso, a Jesuit and the head of Vatican Radio's Latin American program, looks at the kingdom through the eyes of St. Ignatius and the spiritual exercises.
You know, Christ appears peaceful, loving, smiling, and bringing life to others. And he describes the devil as if he would settle down, but he doesn't. You know, everything is unstable under him. And also, of course, is fire and fear and also hatred and also violence and aggression to others.
Yet although St. Ignatius lived 500 years ago, his vision of the kingdom of God is as relevant today as it was then.
And in that sense, if we bring that to today's world, I think we have to get our own conclusions about what kingdom we have and what kingdom we proclaim in many European countries or in many American countries. Who are the ones who are really struggling for peace in the true sense? Which are the ones who are truly trying to solve the injustices that we create with our governments and establishments? And which are the ones that are bringing real life and peace to others and are really struggling to solve all the injustices in the world? I think we'll be very disappointed, because most governments and most countries are just very selfishly looking for their own benefit, and they don't see others in the world.
The world is a mixture of tragedy and success, but sometimes the success is only skin deep, a thin covering over a dark interior, as Father Ernesto explains.
You know, when we look at Africa, when we look even in Latin America, all the injustices that we have, the poverty that is growing more and more and more. We're talking about globalization. We're talking about all these things. And sometimes we, in the macroeconomic pages, we see, oh, yes, things are getting solved. And then when we look really what's happening, we see nothing is getting solved. Maybe it's, you know.
And what we see in the world today, it's really mirroring what we are hearing about in the readings at this time of the year. I mean, this Sunday's reading, for instance, is talking about the end of the world, is talking about the new creation. And this is what Ignatius was looking at as well, wasn't he, when he was talking about the kingdom?
Yeah, definitely. And again, Ignatius was accused of being individualistic. He said the spiritual exercise is to change the individual. But mainly, if we don't realize now, as you said, the time is coming, Advent is coming soon, Christmas is coming in a few weeks, we realize we had to change the individual in order to change the whole establishment or society and the world. When we're talking about globalization, we keep forgetting that it's the individual that composes those countries, those societies, those systems, those continents. And then we had to change the individual. And I think all the readings now, you will realize, is always trying to get us aware that we have a responsibility.
Because I also talk about the Last Judgment.
Yeah, and you see how the Last Judgment is coming, especially Matthew, the reading of the Last Judgment. And Christ is talking about welcome or get away from me. First of all, because if you're welcomed by God, by the King of this kingdom, you realize what he's talking about. He's not even talking about how many times you went to church or what religion or what devotions you have. He's talking about, because you saw me naked, you saw me hungry, you saw me suffering, and you cared for me. And that's the main thing. And that's something individualistic, because he's judging us, each one of us, not in groups either, but just each one of us. And that's what we have to be ready to accept our responsibility. We like to hide. Even we Christians like to hide in the big church behind columns, just to be sure that what the priest is talking is not talking to me. I'm hiding behind the column. But definitely, it's my own responsibility. If we change the individuals, we're changing. And we're beginning to be part of the kingdom of God.
Because if Jesus is talking about feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting those in prison, and doing all these works of mercy, it means that somebody doesn't necessarily have to be a Christian to be a member of God's kingdom.
Of course. And again, we have forgotten when Paul and Peter and all the apostles came to Rome, they were not spreading, they were not talking about a new religion. This is a message for the whole world, for the whole humanity. We keep forgetting also that after all the fathers in the beginning of the church tried to reconcile even the Greek thinking and philosophy of the Romans and the Greek, they were trying to put together something that was a message for the whole world. You know, you don't have to be in this religion, particularly if you have an attitude of life. And that's what Christ brought to the world. If we see the word that Christ talks when he talks about church in Arameans means community. A community that doesn't have any limits. It's a community of humanity. And again, the church should be the ferment. The church should be the seed, but to spread all around the world. Many of the missionaries, when America was discovered, understood that, especially the Jesuits. You know, there's a sense, you know, we are bringing this message of salvation to the whole world, no matter what. You know, again, many problems came when many of these colonizations made the people become Christians, but under the kingdom of Portugal, under the kingdom of Spain, later on, the kingdom of England. But, you know, we realize that Christianity is beyond those barriers of cultures and races, and, you know, we go beyond that.
And in November, when we think so often of the holy souls and the people who have died, this all-embracing love of Jesus for humanity is something that must give great consolation. It's not all death and judgment.
No, definitely not. It's an announcement of love, of salvation. Again, Christ, we keep saying that in all our masses. We keep saying he came to forgive the sins of people. He came to announce salvation. Well, we keep forgetting that most of the time, you know. We are bringing salvation, not judgment. And in fact, if Christ talks in that beautiful passage of the last judgment, again, he's bringing something that doesn't mean religion. It doesn't mean the monopoly of one race or the other, or one culture or the other. This is the announcement of salvation for everyone who's looking for loving and caring for others, for peace, for struggling in the world to bring a world of kingdom of peace and love. And those are ideas for the whole world.
And people can easily forget that God is much more forgiving than other people.
We are so cruel most of the time. We judge. You know, that's where the beautiful parable of the Pharisee and the publican that is given to us in the Gospels. You know, one is the religious one. He goes to the temple and says, "Thank you, Lord. You know, he's wonderful because I'm not an adulterer like others. I'm not greedy. I give my money to the poor and all that. You know, I'm not like that publican who is right there, you know, who is a sinner. You know, thank you, Lord." And the poor publican, the only thing he says, "I'm sorry, Lord." In fact, he was open to change. He was open to convert. The other one thought he was already converted. And that Christ is very harsh in his statement there, you know. One went condemned to his house, the one who thought he was a saint, and the other one who was struggling to convert himself, who said, "I'm sorry, Lord, because I'm such a sinner." That's the one who went justified. He's the one who went saint back home. We don't know if that publican changed or not. We never know. But we tend to think that Christ is talking about this perpetual conversion that anyone in the world could have. The worst criminal can convert himself or herself, you know, just becoming and becoming. And that's so human. Animals can change. They live on instincts only. Only humans, we can change. We can learn from our mistakes. And that's the beauty of the message of Christ. It's for everyone. And Ignatius of Loyola was very clear, trying to convert persons who would do the spiritual exercises, meeting God face to face, personally, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, you know, changing. And there was a possibility the spiritual exercises of Ignatius of Loyola are to be made to change, to convert, to keep growing, to understand from past mistakes, to order one's own life into something better.